Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Time to find out what's trending for your Friday morning.
Big fire trending downtown yesterday. This happened around noontime. There was a fire where all the lawyers are downtown on Church Street. Firefighters responded. First call went out around 20 after 12. Report of a fire at 36 Church Street. That's between Pearl and Franklin Streets. Interesting building because it's a little building nestled between two ginormous buildings. And there was heavy smoke seen coming from that building. It is where Paul William Belts is. That is the second floor of the Paul William Belts law firm. And again, I think it's a four-story building, but it's right beside two big ones, the Verizon building and the Guarantee building. That's downtown on Church Street. Fire moved quickly, second floor, third floor, fourth floor, then making it to the roof. Again, that law firm sits between the Guarantee building and Verizon. Fire under control after a while, but they had a few alarms go off yesterday as different fire companies came out. About 100 firefighters battling that blaze and what a scene downtown. And Jan, there was a lot of smoke out from there.
You know, pretty much everywhere in Buffalo, you could see it. But
yeah,
the interesting thing was that building did not have those built-in, you know, where they let the water out kind of fire detectors. I thought every commercial building had
you
to
mean
have
fire
those.
Suppression?
Fire suppression things. Yeah. So it started on the second floor, but I can't believe how fast
that fire spread. It spread very quickly. Again, second, scary. Just right up to the roof. There were a lot of flames in some of the images. I mean, it was scary. And so,
yeah.
Luckily, everybody out safely with that fire yesterday. China's Commerce Ministry said Friday that Beijing is now evaluating multiple approaches by the Trump administration for trade talks. Again, the question is here, who initiated the talks, which seems to be a bigger issue than the talks themselves, according to one of the sides, really want to hold the upper hand on this one. Ministry statement reiterated that China's stance is open to talks, but also that Beijing is determined to fight if they must. They're willing to chat, but will stand their ground. They do say the one-sided tariffs up to 145% remain an obstacle. You could say so. There's a loophole that has allowed some retailers to sell stuff without the tariffs. That looks to be lifting very soon, if not today. Mm-hmm. And so the tariff and trade war is alive and well with China at this time. Over in sports, it was NBA action. Jalen Brunson's late three-pointer. Jan, he got a three-pointer with about 5 seconds left on the clock. Pistons could not bring it back. So it's the Knicks moving on to the second round. Knicks over the Pistons, 116-113. That happened yesterday in the NBA playoffs. They will face second-seeded Boston with a shot to advance to the Eastern Conference Finals. And over on the ice, Vegas moves on with a 3-2 win over Minnesota. And yeah, Jack scored. Oilers beat the Kings as well, 6-4 to close out that series, 4-2. Move on to the second round. And an update on the guy that went over the railing in Pittsburgh.
Please tell me he's okay.
Clemente Wall, that's the 21-foot-high wall, right field PNC Park between the Pirates and the Chicago Cubs. They do say that he is in critical condition. What they were looking at was trying to figure out how and why, and was this a push or a shove? They had investigators looking into it beyond an accident. Wow. So they did say yesterday that the incident is now being treated as an accident in nature. Yeah. The man who fell identified as Kevin Markwood, according to information supplied by a school district there. He is someone involved with the school district, a former student, and a standout athlete, and in everybody's thoughts and prayers, a 2022 graduate who made a lasting impact, again, in critical condition. According to those that knew him from school, known for being very resilient, strong, and kind, a friend to all, someone who lifts others up and faces challenges with courage and grace. That's what they're using to describe the dude that fell the 21 feet. And in critical condition.
I saw
right
the video.
Now.
Wow.
He flipped a few times before hitting the ground.
Yeah. It was
so
a big
was
fall.
Was it that corner near the scoreboard? Was that where he fell?
No. He was in about, I don't know, it wasn't.
It wasn't on the corner, but it was near the end of that row. Yeah.
If you're it's hard looking to at the baseball field, because most of the time the higher sections would fall onto another section, not onto the baseball field.
Fell on the field.
So,
yeah, and again,
that's what, so more like third base or
right field wall.
Yeah, so isn't that third base?
First base,
but far beyond where they have the netting
yeah.
for the foul balls. Like right. it's further out than that.
Right.
Uh-huh. So if you're thinking outfield on the first base line, that's kind of where it is at that park, yeah. and it's a spot. And so there's an opening after it where there might be the sign or the parking structure or whatever. That row ends. He wasn't on the corner of it. He was kind of close to it. But if you've been to that park, it's a 20-foot drop.
Wow.
So it could have been a lot higher. Like it's
the video was kind of grainy because it was cell phone video, but yeah.
Yeah, it was shot from across the way. And dude that filmed it didn't realize what had happened until they kind of caught up. They're like, well, wait, weren't you filming? And then went back because he didn't notice it at first. It's very, if you're not looking for it, you don't see it type of situation, but in critical condition at this time. That's it for your news and views. Time right now is 6:24.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.